Charlie Jeffords caught the radio bug in 1953 while a student at Brown University. The student program director of the closed-circuit WBRU gave Charlie an on-air shift. Thus, an amazing radio career spanning six decades was born. His first professional job came in 1954 at WHIM, when he followed legendary broadcaster Ernie Anderson. Following a stint in the Army, it was on to WICE, then WPRO, and back to WHIM as PD and morning show host. Later, Charlie returned to WPRO. His talents landed him jobs in Philadelphia and New York City. Charlie came back to Rhode Island with a stop at WJAR-TV and radio. From there, it was on to Boston before returning to the Wampanoag Trail.
Oh, come right in. Feel free to come right in.
You just never know who will drop in on the Charlie Jeffords Show, mornings till 10 on WHIM. Hi, this is Charlie Jeffords, and I'd just like... Oh. Excuse me here for just a moment. I'm awfully sorry about that. I see. Thank you very much. Be sure you keep in touch with the Charlie Jeffords Show, 1110 WHIM in Providence. Hi, this is Charlie Jeffords. Oh, I'm a veritable tiger until 10 each morning on WHIM in Providence.
Dear, would you mind reaching over and turning on the electric blanket, please?
A hot item for early morning listening, the Charlie Jeffords Show till 10 on WHIM.
Charlie Jeffords, J.A.R.
6 minutes before 7 o'clock now on J.A.R.
Yes, good morning, colossal creative radio genius. Yes, that's the way you want me to say it, right?
That's the way you rehearsed it, right?
Fresh from the W.J.A.R. cafeteria,
yes.
Your breakfast store, here it is,
time.
Right here. Your orange juice,
yeah.
Huh?
All right.
Okay. Couple soft-boiled eggs.
Wait a minute. They're supposed to be scrambled.
Say what?
Scrambled eggs.
Scrambled?
That's right.
You want them scrambled?
That's
all
what
right.
I want. Right.
You got it.
Five comes 7 o'clock, 34 degrees downtown on the Sunset in Canada from Andy Williams. Remember? This Sunset in Canada, huh? Terrifico. 2 and a half before 7 o'clock on JR. I saw an ad on television the other day that said, this summer, Canada. Okay, kids, it sounds like the government's going to draft again. Me, you, and a dog named Boo, and then news on JAR.
I remember to this day.
It's 11 before 8. Don't be late. The Charlie Jeffords Show here on JAR for what seems to be this Wednesday morning. Special guest right here with us this morning, huh?
Good morning, Charles. Jean-Claude Killjoy in person, not on the phone this morning. Nice to be with you in the studio. Bonsoir, au revoir, Fiat, and Eiffel Tower.
Why do you say that?
I say a few select things in French just to let you know I am the real article.
I see. What's new?
Yes, I'm so busy this morning, Charles.
What?
I'm so excited about my new project.
And what is that?
Well, as you may have heard, a major airline has recalled 100 stewardesses for defective parts.
I read that, yes.
I am the man in charge of a study to determine what parts are defective. I cannot wait.
For heaven's sake, why don't you settle down and get married instead
of
fooling
Charles,
around?
Not a bit of it. Not marriage for Jean-Claude Killjoy. Never.
Why?
A friend of mine. Ah, yes, a disaster. Just this past week. Again, points to the fact that marriage is not for me.
What happened?
Well, you see, I knew their marriage was in trouble right from the beginning, right after the wedding, Charlotte, began.
Oh?
I knew they were in trouble when the Red Cross was serving donuts at the reception.
That's a sign.
Jean-Claude Killjoy.
You're with WJAR, where it's what's between the music and...